a first look now at what it says in this morning's papers. Here's Ronan Kelly.
The shooting in Texas is covered on most of the front pages this morning, and while the news stories are short on detail, the photos give you some sense of the story. Most of the early pictures, like that on the front page of the Belfast Telegraph, show the arrival of police and soldiers to the school festooned with guns. The picture on the front page of the Irish Independent is of a child with her head on the chest of a man. Both her face and his are crumpled, weeping. The front page of the Irish Times has a photo that has a tense stillness about it. There are a number of adults standing in front of a line of police outside the school. You presume they're parents who've rushed to come to the scene. If you look more closely, you see that one of the police officers is speaking to one of the parents. She has her hand up in front of him, and you imagine she's saying that it's too soon to tell him if his child is alive inside the school or not. On other front pages, the Daily Mail and the Irish Times report that Gardaí will have access to new facial recognition technology. The Mail says that currently, if Gardaí have a photo of a suspect, they need to hunt through hours of CCTV to look for a match. With the new technology, that search should only take minutes. The Irish Times adds, though, that according to the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, facial recognition technology is biased in terms of race, ethnicity and gender. That's on the front page of the Irish Times. The front page of the Examiner has the news that Cork City Council is to spend millions regenerating Cork's docklands. Below that is the report that the HSE is to create safe spaces for drug users at music festivals this summer. And beside that is a report which says that Apple could be employing an extra 1,300 people in Cork. There's worrying news for the government in a report in the Irish Times which quotes a UCD study which shows that almost half of Irish people don't trust the government to be honest and truthful. In contrast, beside that, there's a Miriam Lord column which tells of fierce excitement in the Shannon yesterday. That's because she says they bagged themselves a VIP visitor in the form of Congressman Richard Neal, the first member of the US Congress to address the Shannon in its 100-year history. Miriam Lord says the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach were away and the Dáil was practically empty, so the Americans could be led to believe that the Shannon was the more important chamber. After Richard Neal spoke, the Shannon Cathaoirleach said the applause was the longest standing ovation anyone has received in my time here. Miriam Lord writes that the Cathaoirleach was then taken into an anteroom by ushers and hosed down in case he might spontaneously combust with delight. And on delight, you couldn't get further from it with Tommy Rodd's letter in the Irish Independent. He's been watching the TV adaptation of Sally Rooney's Conversation with Friends, and he's not impressed. He says, besides a bit of hanky-panky and a slightly suspicious partner, nothing else happened. And he goes on, I'd love to get them all together, put them into a giant salt shaker, give it a good shake, and let them out, and then see what they have to say for themselves. Ah, Tommy, get off the fence.